Weeks of violence and years of civil unrest have finally culminated in a successful coup of the U.S. National Dairy Council. We have the latest on the newly formed Democratic People's Council of Dairy and what it means for the future of your milk. And later, despite their natural Australian habitat, we have the story of one kangaroo who now lives inside a petting zoo in Illinois? Oh God, this can't be good. From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and this is The Topical. It's not really the weekend until you've had it completely ruined by news before it's even started, so stay with us. And now we have quite a troubling story coming out of Pittsfield, Illinois. At Sherman Farm, a tiny roadside petting zoo just off the highway, there's apparently a kangaroo. We go to OPR's Alan Potts, who has the story. Thanks for joining us, Alan.
Of course, Leslie.
So is this true? They have a kangaroo in rural Illinois.
Yeah, I know, right? It's not ideal, to say the least. Yeah. You got to assume the owner acquired it through some pretty sketchy means. I mean, there's no way that a kangaroo should just be sitting in a dirty pen on some random guy's farm.
Definitely not.
I spoke to Pittsfield resident Kyle Conrad, who was taking his daughter there, and he too was quite concerned about the marsupial.
This petting zoo was clearly just slapped together by a guy who realized he already had the materials and could make some extra dough. I mean, it's literally just a bunch of animals surrounded by some 2x4s and old chicken wire. Oh, God, and there's a fucking kangaroo.
Yeah, yikes.
I mean, I'm no zoologist, but I'm pretty sure a kangaroo isn't supposed to be in the same enclosure as pigs and sheep.
Yeah, this is bad. Don't you need a special license for an animal like that?
Yeah. There's no way this guy actually has the proper paperwork.
Wow, that is surely cause for alarm. Are the patrons at least enjoying the kangaroo?
No, not really. They're all too concerned about it.
It hasn't moved since we got here. Shouldn't it at least be hopping or something? It's just lying there. There's no way it's healthy.
Wow, yeah, look at it. Its face is covered in flies and it's really drooling a lot. That's not reassuring.
Oh, for Christ's sake, he's having the kids feed it rabbit pellets. Kangaroos definitely aren't supposed to eat those things.
Yeah, wow, the kids are just throwing pellets at him and he's not responding. They're just kind of bouncing off his face. Man, this is grim.
Can I pet him, Daddy?
No, sweetie. Let's get out of here.
Hey, y'all! Welcome to my farm! I'm Buck! Y'all like my dingo?
I'm sorry, we were just on our way out.
Yeesh, that does not sound like a desirable arrangement for any animal. Nonetheless, a wild creature from the Australian outback.
Not at all. I mean, it gets below 10 degrees in Illinois. How is it going to survive the winter?
Well, that is a question for another time, my friend. We gotta go. But hey, give that dingo a fistful of rabbit pellets for me while you're out there.
I am not going near that thing.
That's OPR's Alan Potts.
Hello, it's me, Jamie Lang, and I've got a new podcast, and this time there are no gimmicks. It's just great company. Because the thing is, I realize the reason I love podcasts so much is because they're a great way to connect with people.
Hello, I'm Youngblood.
Joe Brand.
I'm Paloma Faith.
Jay Blades.
Elizabeth Day.
Zara Larson. Casper
Lee. And I'm Great Company.
Great Company.
Great Company.
Great Company.
Apparently.
It's Great Company with me, Jamie Lang. Coming Wednesday, the 27th of March.
All right, you might not need to know all this, but that's never stopped me before. Let's boogie. Following President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump's bout with COVID-19, the entire Trump family today announced they would be putting a temporary halt on the big bath they had all been taking together every night during quarantine. It's a shame to see a family that cares so much about one another having to make this kind of sacrifice, but these are the times we live in. I know little Eric will be especially heartbroken. And bubble bath cancellations aren't the only fallout from Trump's COVID diagnosis. Former National Security Advisor John Bolton was reportedly seething with jealousy yesterday afternoon upon learning that Trump gets to become a living biological weapon. Those close to Bolton said that he believes if he were the one lucky enough to be infected with a deadly disease, he could have eradicated life as we know it in the Middle East years ago. And finally, some long overdue news out of the art world today as the Poetry Foundation announced their plan to formally honor the first guy to ever randomly stop talking in the middle of sentences. He certainly influenced a lot of modern poets, and I'd say it's about time they acknowledge his achievements, even if he didn't know it. To not honor him would certainly cause many bereavements. Ah, fuck it, close enough. Well, that's it for The Topical today. I'm Leslie Price. Join us tomorrow when OPR finally puts an end to the age-old debate and holds a taste test to determine which fast food restaurant has the best-tasting toilets. I already know which one I'm voting for, but I might be biased. All that and more next week on The Topical.